Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Might be a little lower energy today than usual because I'm trying to save my voice. My gosh, I went straight from my Real America's Voice TV show and my Lindell TV show and my USA radio show on Friday to the Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas. 6,000 people attending. Rushed over there, gave my speech. Standing ovation, by the way. And then signed books for like an hour and a half. And then came back the next morning, signed more books, did another speech, another standing ovation, and another line from my books. And when you add it all together, it's hours and hours and hours, and it was inside a specially built dome slash tent, which was over grass and dirt on the field, you know, on the park. We were in a park in North Las Vegas called Craig Ranch Regional Park. It's a beautiful, gigantic park, but when you build a tent over the grass, you're breathing in the dust and the dirt. And maybe the poop droppings of the ducks in the park, and maybe they've just sprayed, and there's pesticide in the grass, and it's all inside in a tent that's closed off with no fresh air. So, man, when the 2 days were over, I felt like my lungs were going to explode, and I was in a state of total exhaustion, and my voice was totally gone yesterday. I could barely even whisper, and I just was gone to the world yesterday, just exhausted. Thank God it was a Sunday. Thank God this thing ended on Saturday night. Because I was dead to the world for the entire day yesterday. It's a blur. I don't even know what I did yesterday. The day went by in 2 minutes, and I think most of it I spent sleeping, resting, or zombied out looking at a TV set or a computer because I just couldn't think. I was just so burned out. But I feel 99% recovered today, and my voice is 90% better, still not 100%. Don't even know if it'll heal for another week, but it's, you know, to 100%, but it's 90%. And I'm back to pretty much normal. My energy is pretty much normal, but I'm going to try and contain myself so I don't get too excited and use up my voice and cause it to, my throat to rupture. But it feels pretty good today, thank God. I'm back in the saddle again, and I'm here with all of you. Today, of course, being Monday the 28th of August. All we've got is 3 days left, and it's September, and it's Labor Day weekend coming up. Unbelievable. Listen to what happened over the last few days, because I don't know how people are not sensing it, are not seeing it, are not understanding it. It doesn't make sense to me. NFL player Tommy Sweeney, tight end for the New York Giants, collapses on the field during New York Giants practice. Joe the Plumber, who rose to fame, 49 years old, dies of cancer. But again, it was turbo cancer. He found he had it, and just a few months, gone, dead, goodbye. Arkansas dad tragically dies after helping son move into college dorm. It keeps happening and happening and happening. One of my most loyal super fans, and I won't even say his name because I don't want to get him in any trouble. I don't even want to say what state this occurred in. But let's just say that a longtime firefighter from a state on the East Coast dies at the age of 50. His first name is John. And again, I don't want to be Alex Jones just by telling you what I think. So I'm just going to be very careful. Let's just say that my friend knows him very well and sent me the tweet about his death in the newspaper there and said this guy wanted everybody to get vaccines. He loved vaccines. He believed in vaccines. And now he's dead at 50 years old. this guy's religion was vaccines, and he's dead at 50. So, I mean, the deaths just keep piling up and piling up and piling up, and nobody ever wants to tell you why they died. They'll never, John's relatives are so clueless, they'll never say the vaccine got him. Because he believed in the vaccine, he loved the vaccine, he lived the vaccine, his religion was the vaccine. So John, the firefighter, wanted everyone else around him to get the vaccine. So his family probably all got the vaccine, and they all think everything's fine, and they're shocked that he died at 50 years old. They have no clue that the vaccine did it. The Arkansas dad that was helping his son move into the college dorm, who was 45 years old, I'll bet his son has no idea that you lost your father moving into your college dorm. Your entire 4 years of college could be ruined now, marred by this. Everywhere you go, you'll think, my father died moving me in. Here's the deal, son. I guarantee you it had nothing to do with you. It's not your fault. Your father probably was forced to take the jab by his employer, and it led to a massive heart attack while he's moving his son into college. What's happening all around us is tragic. NFL player Tommy Sweeney, do you really believe he collapsed for no reason? I mean, do you really believe that? New stats are out, by the way, that show the effect of the jab, the COVID vaccine, in the military. And they show that the amount of suicides went up dramatically. Nothing else changed between, 2015 and 2020 versus 21. But 21 was the year we got the jab. And all the illnesses went up dramatically. And turbo cancer goes up dramatically. And all the heart issues go up dramatically. And stroke issues go up dramatically. And blood clots dramatically. And all kinds of other issues like facial paralysis go up dramatically. And shingles and herpes go up dramatically. All since the vaccine. But so does suicide. And I know, when I say I've got about 70 people I know personally who have died or gotten very sick since taking the vaccine. And of that number, one of them did commit suicide, and I've always kept him on my list because I know he got the vaccine, and within 1 week he committed suicide. And I knew him only as a super positive, happy, smiling guy. Never knew him to be negative, never knew him to be sad, never knew him to be depressed. And he just happens to commit suicide within a week of getting his vaccine. So I've always kept him on my list as one of the friends that died after being vaccinated, even though it wasn't, a heart attack or turbo cancer or a stroke or a blood clot. It was suicide. But nonetheless, happy guy, must have been 57 years old, and never even thought of suicide until he got that jab, and all of a sudden he killed himself. And now I see that suicides were up dramatically in the military. This vaccine is a killer, man. It really is a killer. And I believe society will have a hard time functioning in the next 2 years. I think America and all the countries that took the vaccine, all the Western, quote-unquote, civilized countries, France, UK, Germany, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, they're all in a lot of trouble. I'm telling you, I just don't know how they're going to function 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when another third of the people who took the vaccine are either dead or disabled, unable to work, immobilized, need medical care. Where the doctor's going to be? Because countries that are honest, in America, we don't see any honest listing of doctors dying from the COVID vaccine, but they are. I guarantee you they are, because why would we be any different than Canada? In Canada, there's like 300 dead doctors since the COVID vaccine, and at least half of them are under the age of 40. They're dropping like flies. They're dying left and right. I saw an article, I guess about a year ago, if my memory serves me, probably last spring or last summer, about like 15 doctors who died in Italy in like a two-week period, unheard of in the history of Italy. And most of them were young doctors. And I know it's the vaccine. And in Canada, I know it's the vaccine. But again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. I can know whatever I want to know. You can't prove it, but you can almost prove it. Never in history have these things happened. Never in history have athletes dropped dead. You know the only group that's not dropping dead? Young people are dropping dead left and right. Old people are dropping dead left and right. Middle-aged people dropping dead left and right. Working Americans are dropping dead left and right because they were mandated by OSHA to get the vaccine. Athletes are dropping dead. Pilots are dropping dead. Military is dropping dead. The only group that isn't dropping dead in large numbers is the politicians. Let that sink in for a minute. You think that might mean something? Because I think it means something. Why aren't the politicians dying the same way the people are. There's been a few isolated cases. The lieutenant governor of New Jersey died recently out of the blue. I think she was in her 40s. I think it was late 40s. And, there's been another couple of politicians who have typical symptoms of the COVID vaccine. As an example, Dianne Feinstein. You know, there's no question that she has horrible, horrible, horrible shingles. And that's one of the major side effects of the COVID vaccine. And I think the shingles have just, you know, literally destroyed her life. She's shattered. Shingles is a horrible thing. You know, it's the most pain. It's like your arm is on fire, your leg's on fire, your butt's on fire. Wherever the shingles come out, you're on fire and you can't work. You can't move. You can't do anything. You can't work out anymore. You can't do anything. And there she is sitting in the wheelchair in horrible pain from shingles. She doesn't even know that the vaccine is almost certainly the culprit that gave her this horrible, horrible disease. So there's been a few of them. How about Fetterman? My guess is Fetterman's stroke is the result of getting the vaccines. He probably got four of them, five of them. Moron from Pennsylvania. You know, always liberal morons who take the vaccines. They didn't get the message from their other liberal friends who would have told them, oh, I'm not taking the vaccine. That's for the people. The little people should take it, not us. Those things are deadly. That's why 99% of the politicians haven't had a problem. But Fetterman didn't get the note, and I guess Dianne Feinstein didn't get the note, and the dead lieutenant governor of New Jersey didn't get the note. But other than that, it's really kind of odd, I think, that so many politicians are just fine and healthy, and the people are dropping dead left and right. By the way, the Florida Surgeon General is a great guy, Joseph Latipo, who's been on my show, I don't know, three times now, I believe. He is really a great guy. Him and I have a great rapport. He's the only Surgeon General in America that tells the truth. He'll tell you the vaccines are very dangerous and very deadly. He'll also tell you he's urged Americans to refuse to follow the new mask mandates. Do not follow the new mask mandates. Tell the government to go F themselves. Tell the government to go screw themselves. We ain't wearing no filthy masks. We ain't wearing no filthy face diapers. Got it? Give the government the middle finger. This time, no masks. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root
for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of
spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, small business owners. This.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This segment, Score Blue. You know what we say, Republicans like to score. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only scoreblue.com. There are two kinds of generic Viagra pills, and they're not the same. The cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold pretty much everywhere, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula, the exact same everything, except, of course, the price. It's $5 now instead of $80 or $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. I like to say that our country is on the verge of civil war. Our country is on the verge of revolution. Our country is already partially in anarchy. A lot of bad things going on all at once. And so violence erupts among protesting groups outside New York City mayor's home as migrant crisis hits fever pitch. That's a New York Post line right now. New Yorkers protesting migrant shelters clashed with counter-protesters outside Gracie Mansion. Graphic language. You're seeing fights in the street, people screaming the F-word. Clashes between protesters and counter-protesters who love illegal aliens and those who don't want them in their city. Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa was kind of the leader of the group who wants the illegal aliens out of New York City. He doesn't want them in shelters all over the five boroughs. And so it's just a bad situation there. They're literally fighting each other in the streets, punching each other in the streets. And Curtis Leo, I was a great guy, got arrested, I think, for like the third time in a week. Third time in a week. He was among five people arrested during the protest. And it's just things are breaking down all over the United States. And I got to tell you, I'm not a man of violence, although I know from my time at Mount Vernon High School, when I was basically the only white kid, one of the few white kids in a school that was like 90% black, there was no other way out but to fight my way out and win their respect. And sometimes you got to fight. And I got to tell you, we're at an inflection point in this country where, you know, the Mike Pences of the world and the Nikki Haley's of the world, and who else was on that stage? Chris Christie's the world, Asa Hutchinson's of the world. They're not even the same planet as I am anymore. There's nothing that they could do as president that would save this country from the destruction we're headed for. Nothing. We need someone who is a disruptor. We need someone who is like a damn mafia boss like Donald Trump. And another disruptor would be Ron DeSantis. He's fallen apart, but he would be a disruptor. What he did in Florida was disrupt and build a great state. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, or actually pronounce his name Vivek. Vivek Ramaswamy would be a disruptor. We need a disruptor. We need somebody who's going to kick ass, somebody who's going to arrest a lot of people, someone who's willing to put them on trial for treason, someone who understands these people are radical suicide bombers who are trying to destroy the United States of America. Here's another example. Massive youth brawls hit two California malls. Gunshots ring out during altercations. The Los Angeles Times reported brawls involving teens broke out at two separate malls, the Del Amo Mall in Torrance. The first fight was there. Let's see where the second one was. I don't know that one. I lived 15 years almost in L.A., but I don't know. You know, Torrance, I didn't live near. And then the second brawl was in Emeryville. That's in Northern California, I believe. 400 teens invaded the Bay Area shopping center. Multiple fights broke out in the courtyard. And then you can hear gunshots ring out. One young female was stabbed during the fracas. 400 teens invaded a shopping center. Folks, this didn't go on when I was a kid. There was no such thing. Right now, our country is basically in a civil war. I'll call it a cold civil war, not a hot civil war yet, because it's mostly in really bad cities, big cities run by Democrats. There's really no civil war in the streets of Republican red rural cities or suburban cities yet, but it's coming. It's coming, but the other places are like, you know, just disaster. I'm trying to think of movies. Escape from New York, right? They're like Escape from New York. It's every man for himself in these big Democrat cities. And if you walk down the street, you could be killed at a moment's notice. Our country is dividing and is really accelerating into what could be civil war, revolution, anarchy, chaos. Put in the right word. And by the way, Trump had the right statement today. Impeach the bum Biden or fade into oblivion. That was his message to the Republican Congress. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%, while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
All right. way down the roots. The roots on fire with a hoarse voice today, but yet still on fire. If you weren't with me in segment number one, I had a wild weekend of speeches at the Reawaken America Tour and book signings, and everybody wanted a piece of Wayne Allyn. I was hugging, and I was kissing, and I was shaking, and I was signing books and taking photos. Two speeches in front of 6,000 people brought the house down, standing ovations both times, but my voice is kind of gone. Yesterday was completely gone. Today it's on the comeback trail, but still a little bit shaky, but I'm here. And we're good enough to do a great 3 hours today, as always. Excited to be with you. Great Patriot Store is the sponsor of this segment. This is the interview segment of my show. We'll have a great interview in just a second. But let me remind you, if you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop, GreatPatriotStore.com. Number one best-selling book I wrote, Great Patriot Boycott Book, is filled with real American patriotic companies run by Christians and conservatives, and that's why President Trump endorsed it. Well, my team researched thousands of companies. We boiled it down to the top 128 in my book, and who stood above all else? Who is the number one company? GreatPatriotStore.com. Go check them out. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the products you're buying and using every day, much higher quality, though, than the stuff you're buying. No toxic chemicals. All products made in the USA, much, much lower prices. That's why it's the answer to inflation. And they're delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com, run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef. I'm like an eat-out seven-nights-a-week guy, but not anymore because I love their steak so much that I actually stay home one or two times a week just to eat their steak. Best-tasting steak I've ever had, and it costs half of what it costs in a Vegas restaurant. But like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. You can't get any of these products unless you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, my guest is here, Gloria Giorno, author of the new book, Outcast, How the Radical Left Tried to Destroy a Young Conservative. She's the founder and president of the United Women Foundation. You can find them at UnitedWomenFoundation.com. And we welcome Gloria Giorno to the show. Gloria, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I see your book, the foreword is written by my great friend Sam Sorbo. I'm great friends with her and her husband, Kevin. And Sam, if Sam's a friend of yours, you're a friend of mine. So great to see that Sam wrote the foreword for your book. Tell us about your son, Stevie, who was a student body president in Nashville at a Christian university and yet was met with so many problems because of the radical left at a Christian university. Tell us the story.
It started with my son was student body president at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a Christian conservative university, or so they want us to believe. And he was elected in 2020, and January of 2020, he was sworn in. Everything was going along swimmingly until, you know, COVID, Antifa, BLM, whatnot. So on the 4th of July, my son, who is a true patriot, I've raised patriot children, posted on his public personal Instagram page a picture of himself in front of the White House. And he wrote that he was proud to be an American, and he thanked our forefathers for our freedoms. Well, we didn't think it was a bad post. I mean, this is what we all do on a 4th of July. We're very grateful for our freedoms.
What's wrong with that?
300 comments, mostly negative, telling my son to go kill himself, telling him he's a racist. The next day, a change.org petition to eliminate him as student body president of Belmont because he was not representing the student body correctly because he was a racist. The 4th of July, he was celebrating a covertly racist holiday.
So, and I got to explain, you got to explain to me, we're talking to Gloria Giorno, she's author of the new book, Outcast, and her website's UnitedWomenFoundation.com. So Stevie is your son. He's student body president at a Christian university in a very red state, one of the reddest states in America, one of the top five, Tennessee. So you're telling me the student body really is radically, wildly liberal? Or, to me, I'm trying to figure out, is this story that even at a Christian university, everyone's been brainwashed, they're all liberals, they're all radicals, they're all communists? Or does this mean a very tiny minority of radicals tries to, with a big mouth, tries to act like they represent all the students when in reality they don't? Do you know which one held to be true?
Yes. Belmont University is totally woke. My son had death threats. Go kill yourself.
Wow.
My son cannot be on campus without being escorted by a police officer. And they asked him to come to class very rarely because they did not want to have that police officer with my son all the time. My son was not allowed to park his car on campus. My son was, his fraternity came after him. They told him if he did not endorse Black Lives Matters, which we will never do. We're a Gold Star family. Our cousin was killed in the line of duty in Chicago. We will never endorse an organization that wants to kill the police, destroy cities, ravage towns. I mean, these people are out of control.
And Gloria, it stands, in my opinion, for racism. They hate white people. This isn't about liking or disliking black people. I don't know any white person. None of my friends dislike black people, but I certainly know white liberals who seem to hate white people, and I know black liberals who seem to hate white people. So we're not the racist ones. They are. Are you there, Gloria?
Yes, I think you're back now. I'm sorry.
There we go. I got you back. I was just saying that they're the racist ones because I really don't have any white conservative friends who have ever uttered a single racist statement. But I hear white liberals as well as black liberals, you know, the Al Sharpton, Jesse Jacksons of the world, constantly saying things that I consider to be racist, anti-white statements. So they're the real racists.
They are the racists. What my son said is not racist in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we actually have a young woman who even said, in my sweet.
Hey, Gloria, we got to ask you to stay in one place. For some reason, as you move, I'm not hearing you. You're going in, you're going out. Something about the place you're standing on. You're on a cell phone, I assume, yeah?
I'm on a cell phone, yes.
Yeah, but
I'm in the
same spot now, you're fine.
I'm on a cell phone.
So stay right where you are now. Stay right there because you're good now. So go ahead. You had a woman who said something. Go ahead, shoot.
A young student who was working at a fast food establishment that my son frequented on a daily basis put gross stuff in his sweet tea.
Oh, no.
I have everything documented. This is a text she sent out to college Dems. So getting back to your original question, it's all woke. I mean, the college Democrat page is just, it's very woke.
But let me ask you this, Gloria. She didn't get in trouble, that girl? She wasn't fired and you couldn't sue the employer because they let somebody put something in someone's food because they don't like their political beliefs? That's horrible.
Sure. We could have sued, but then I would not be able to tell you this story because win, lose, or draw, I would have been gagged. So we chose not to sue. There are three entities. I mean, my son's fraternity came after him and told him if he did not post a pro-BLM statement, that they would destroy his career. So it's not just, it wasn't just the one student. It was everybody. Now, I lived in communist Yugoslavia. I don't know if you know that about me.
I
went to school in communist Yugoslavia. I was born in this great country, and then I went to school in communist Yugoslavia. And I knew that that police officer standing there was there to make sure that I would not say anything against communism or Josip Tito or anybody else would. I knew he wasn't there to protect me. I went to school every day with $1,000 in my backpack. And I knew if civil unrest, I was 6 years old. I knew if civil unrest broke out, I was to get into a cab and go to the border of Yugoslavia and Italy. And
wow.
I will tell you, the way I grew up being silenced in Yugoslavia is the same way my son was silenced because he did not do anything wrong. He is a patriot, and he always will be. And there is no reason for the radical left. And I'll tell you, staff was in on it, administration. My son followed every rule in the handbook, and he gave all this information. We have all this documented. He gave all this information to administrators. And they did nothing. The young woman who put the gross stuff, which we still don't know what that is, in his sweet tea, Belmont accepted her to law school. You asked what happened to her? She got accepted to law school.
This is such an incredible story. I know how bad it is in colleges, but I had no idea that it could be this bad at a Christian college, let alone the fact that you're telling me this girl basically tried to poison your son, right? I mean, what did she put, urine or something? What are you saying that she put into
the
drink?
We don't know. She was asked in the group text, the Dem group text, she was asked, and someone said, you could go to jail for this. It could be attempted murder. He could be allergic to what you're doing. And she said, it's not like I put rat poison in. That was it. We have no idea.
This was the day of the debate. Just horrible.
It is horrible.
It's horrible.
But you know what? It's shame on us. We don't talk about it enough, but I'm very happy that the book is published, and I'm very happy that we're finally able to talk about this openly. And it's people like you that are bringing it to the forefront, because parents and grandparents, I want to educate them. I want them to know what's going on at their children's school. If this is going on at a Christian conservative university,
can you imagine
everywhere.
The rest? Right. Hey, Gloria, are you able to talk about it now because now your son is out of Belmont? Is that the deal? Has he graduated?
He did graduate in 2021. And actually, I'm able to talk about it now because we decided that now was the right time to release the book. I wrote the book a long time ago, but now is the correct time. I feel that everybody needs to know what's going on. I feel that we're at a crossroads
right
now.
An inflection point, right? It's an inflection point. It's the end of America if we allow this crap to keep going on. There's no question about it. And what kind of a Christian would run a Christian school and allow anything like this? Free speech isn't allowed anymore? Hey, Gloria, we're going out to an ad break. Stay where you are. I want to grab you for a minute when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Attention, this is a public notice from...
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, Amio Life, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I love Amio Life, one of my favorite companies in the world. They are just a wonderful company that supports freedom and the natural health of families across America. And I can't tell you how important it is to keep patriots alive in the age of the COVID vaccine and in the age of all the pandemics that are here and threaten to come here. Got to keep people healthy as best you can. Got to build people's immune systems. And so I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash and their silver gel on my face each night and silver lozenges all throughout the show. And it's probably the only reason I have a voice today after a weekend of screaming at the Reawaken America conference on that stage in front of 6,000 people. My voice is just gone. But it's back because I suck on these silver lozenges from Amio Life, and it's really saved my life on the air. And I've sucked on their lozenges since the day the show began 8 years ago, long before they became an advertiser. I went to them after the fact when I found that it kept me healthy. I never get sick. I mean, I can't even imagine. My wife had a cold a couple weeks ago, and she coughed for 2 weeks. If I cough for 2 weeks, I'm off the air for 2 weeks, right? So I've never really been sick once in 8 years on this show. You know, I got COVID and I did the show every day because I never let COVID even make me sick. I just took 100 vitamins a day and took intravenous vitamin C and took ivermectin and sucked on these lozenges. And, man, it sure made me recover pretty fast. But, you know, can't guarantee the same thing for everybody else. But for me, they've been lifesavers. They'll give you a 50% discount just for saying you're a fan of Wayne Root. How do you do it? Use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. ROOT50. Just go to AmioLife.com and type in Route 50 or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, and say Route 50 and get 50% off at Amio Life. All right, back with my guest, Gloria Giorno, author of the new book, Outcast, How the Radical Left Tried to Destroy Young Conservatives. She's the founder and president of the United Women Foundation. Her website, UnitedWomenFoundation.com. So, Gloria, I decided to bring you back for another segment because I'm just fascinated how this could ever happen at a Christian university. First of all, while they were treating your son like garbage, you were paying them a lot of money for him to attend college, right?
Yes, we were.
It's,
It's so unbelievable to me that this goes on in Tennessee, an extremely conservative red state. Did you ever think to bring this to any of the local politicians, state senators, U.S. senator, governor, that this was going on in their state and they're treating a conservative like this at college? Did you ever get in touch with any politicians?
No, we did not want to involve any politicians. My son is the young Republican chair for the state of Tennessee. So, he does have a lot of contacts, but no, we are, you know, proud Republicans who can, you know, fight this out on our own. So we decided to take our own route and we knew that we wanted to write a book. We had many attorneys approach us and want to talk to us about settlements. We were not going to settle. If we settled, what kind of conservative Christians would we be? We would not be able to be having this conversation right now. It's not about money. It's about getting the word out. The parallels that I see in this country right now are amazingly close, strikingly too close to what I lived through in a communist country.
Agreed.
And so I want to enlighten people. I want to teach people. I want to show them this is do or die time. Next election is do or die time. And if President Trump is not going to be our president, I don't know what's going to happen to us. We will lose America. And if America falls, there's nowhere else to go. Absolutely nowhere.
And isn't it funny? Gloria, your story is about living in communist Yugoslavia and experiencing Tito and his form of communism. And I always talk about being a Jew. I'm Jewish. And I believe what's happening today reminds me of Nazi Germany, but not the Holocaust, obviously. The 1930s Nazi Germany, where they weren't killing Jews yet. There was not a Holocaust yet. But they were doing many of the same things that are going on today. They were stealing and rigging elections. They were trying to put you in prison if you said something that the administration disagreed with. They were arresting political opponents. They were arresting peaceful protesters. They were literally trying to make you lose your job if you were a Jew and they didn't like you. They took your gun away from you if you were a Jew. All reminds me of Democrats today.
That's exactly true. I mean, look at what we're going through. Look at what we're witnessing. Mainstream media is not reporting anything factual. What they're reporting is just, you know, their version of what's going on, which, you know, makes us all seem like we are the radicals. We are not. We are the logical ones. We are the ones that should be reporting the news correctly and accurately. I remember Walter Cronkite would say the news. He never gave his opinion. We don't have that in this country anymore. What we have is a government-run news agency on every network, every single network.
Just like communism.
You know,
just like communism.
Exactly. Just like in communism. That's why I tell you the parallels that I see are just mind-blowing to me.
Here's just a couple comments from listeners. Gloria, one of them is listening to you right now, and he says, Wayne, listening to your guest reaffirms my belief we need a revolution in this country because it's just going to keep getting worse and worse till they get everything they want. We'll be nothing but slaves. There are a lot more of us out there than there are of them, so it's time to revolt. And another one just asked a simple question. He says, Wayne, I'm a Serbian. Ask Gloria if she's Serbian. Are you Serbian, Gloria?
No, actually my parents were from, I'm Croatian, but, you know, it's good to meet them anyway. I mean, that war is long behind us.
Yes, long behind you, but you're Yugoslavian, from the old Yugoslavia. All right, Gloria Giordo, we got to run her website, UnitedWomenFoundation.com. Her book is Outcast, How the Radical Left Tried to Destroy a Young Conservative. Gloria, say hi to your son for me and tell him I say God bless. He's a hero of mine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.